This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A fierce storm's been battering parts of the West, California, Oregon, and Washington State. Two people were killed in the Seattle area when a tree fell on a vehicle. Flooding's been reported across the San Francisco Bay Area. Power got knocked out to tens of thousands of people in the North Bay. And the AP's Mike Hempen says this storm's been on the move.
A powerful storm barreled towards Southern California after flooding highways, toppling trees, and causing mud flows in areas burned bare by recent fires across the northern part of the state. Drenching showers and strong winds accompanied the arrival of an atmospheric river. A long and wide plume of moisture pulled in from the Pacific Ocean.
The U.S. Special Envoy says he's deeply alarmed by reports of what appears to be a coup in Sudan. Military forces arrested Sudan's acting prime minister, disrupted internet access, and blocked bridges in the capital of Khartoum. Protesters who oppose all of this flooded the streets. Progressive Democrats are talking about President Biden's budget package. Congressman Ro Khanna, a member of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, says,
"The president looked us in the eye and he said, I need this before I go represent the United States in Glasgow. American prestige is on the line. Many members understand that. We're working very hard to get a deal. I understand we're close, and I'm confident we're going to get there."
He was on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. A source tells the AP the White House proposals for new taxes on billionaires and certain corporations to help pay for the president's bill is now drawing the backing of key Democratic Senator Joe Manchin. A camera operator told authorities that Alec Baldwin had been careful with weapons on that movie set before he shot and killed a cinematographer with a gun he'd been told was safe to use. That's according to records released a few hours ago. This is AP News. Now to the Vatican. The AP's Karen Shamas has this.
Pope Francis has made a plea to the international community to stop the practice of returning migrants rescued at sea to Libya and other unsafe countries. The pontiff told his regular audience at St. Peter's Square that he prays for the migrants in Libya as he hears their cries. Francis went on to ask the international community to find common, concrete and lasting solutions to manage the flow of migrants in Libya and across the Mediterranean. The Pope said those who are sent back to Libya are exposed to inhumane violence in detention facilities similar to concentration camps. The UN and human rights organizations have condemned the detention centers, citing practices of beatings, rape, and other forms of torture and insufficient food. I'm Karen Chamas.
Higher gas prices. Gas is $3.39 a gallon this morning, says the AAA, 6 cents higher than a week ago. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.